Welcome to Career Tours. This week, can my disc change? The questions this cast answers are, does my disc profile change over time? Does my disc profile change according to my role? And what dictates how successful I'll be if it's not my disc profile?
This episode of Career Tools is brought to you by Roadmap, Manager Tools' new application that allows managers to roll out the Trinity, one-on-ones and feedback, and to monitor and measure every step along the way. You'll have a dashboard to see how you're doing, and we'll help you with every single step from scheduling your one-on-ones all the way through to reporting on how you're doing. ManagerTools.com. Come see us.
If you don't know what DISC is, we have a whole bunch of podcasts about it. It's an assessment of your behaviors. It asks you things like, do you do X? Like, as in, do you do a behavior? Do you talk loudly? Do you talk quickly? Do you like lists? Do you have concern for other people? Do you always know their names, or do you consider them by their rank? Lots of different things. And then it puts you into some groups with other people who have the same behaviors as you, because some behaviors we see are linked with others. So if you talk loudly, you'll probably also talk quickly. If you think about people by their names, then you probably also speak slowly and more gently. You probably don't interrupt people. So those things kind of go together, and we end up with four letters, D, I, S, and C. And if you want to know more about the individual profiles, then go look on the website. If you are on the webpage for this cast, the links will be on that page, or you can just type in high D, high I, high S, high I, high C in the search box, and a bunch of podcasts will come up that explain them. So one of the things we get asked a lot is, does my DISC profile change over time? And it does somewhat. And that's because you change behavior over time. It's not so much that the profile changes as you change what you do. For instance, if you find yourself in a certain situation a lot, you'll migrate to using the behaviors that are most effective in that situation. For example, I've been doing a bunch of project management for the last 2 years. High C's tend to be list driven. They tend to be task driven. They tend to be accurate. They tend to be focused around getting things done. That has come up because if I'm not accurate in our project management, then it all goes pear-shaped, and we don't want that. So the behaviors that I've been using are more C-like, and so my C score has gone up. So we're going to go into that in a bit more depth in this podcast and try and help you understand how your DISC score might change and what that means. So what are we going to cover?
The things that we're going to cover today are DISC is behavior, DISC changes, and it's flexibility that really matters. So we'll start with DISC is behavior. We can start our cast. We can start by answering the question, which is, the answer to the question is yes, your DISC can change when your environment changes. And a change in environment could be a new job. Generally, profiles don't really change over time without a change occurring, right? An environmental change, or maybe a significant emotional event occurring, because these changes are really a function of the environment that you're in, not the time frame that you're in, or, you know, the passage of time. The profile, because it is behavioral, it really changes when you change your behavior. And what happens is that your DISC profile changes more slowly than your behavior does. And so what we're seeing is, when we see a change in DISC profile, what we're really seeing is that the behaviors that you engage in create your profile. Sometimes people think, oh, you know, it's the other way around, but your behavior actually creates your profile. Your profile changes a little more slowly than your behaviors do. It's pretty exciting, though, that your DISC can change. That flexibility is really exciting. I always enjoy that in people. Usually when we see a change in DISC profile, it's that one or more of the letters either gets a little bigger or gets a little smaller, so intensifies or diminishes. As a high C, your high D dimension may become higher, may intensify when you become a manager. But it's not going to go from a 7 in the C section to a 1 just because you become a manager. It's not going to see a complete shift all the way from one end of the spectrum to the other. A 3, 1, 1, 7, and guys, that's DISC. Those are the numbers in order for your dimension. So a 3117 may move to a 5117, which would be a 2-point increase in the high D dimension. It won't move, though, to a 77 or 7113 in a year. We won't go from a 3 to a 7. That's a big shift, and it would take a lot longer. So what we see is small changes, increases or decreases usually in those numbers over a long period of time based on behavioral changes that we engage in.
And so don't worry if you change job and your profile changes, but equally don't worry if you change jobs and your profile doesn't change. One or other could happen, and there's no real big deal to it because none of the profiles are better than another. It's not better to be a high D than it is to be a high S. It's not better to be a high I, even though people like high I's because they're outgoing and they want lots of friends and they're always including you and they're always buying Starbucks. People think, oh, then being a high I must be great, but it's not. It's not better than any of the others. It depends on what the circumstances are and which behaviors are most effective in any one situation. So if you change jobs and your profile doesn't change, don't worry about it. Equally, if you change jobs and your profile does change, then don't worry about that either. Just go with the flow and work out how to make the behaviors that you're using the most effective ones.
Mm-hmm. It's really still about effectiveness. And so maybe the new job that you have, those behaviors are still effective. And we need to focus on making ourselves effective and engaging in those behaviors. So now that we've answered the question, yes, your DISC profile can change if the behaviors that are effective in your new role are different from those in your previous one and you engage in them over a certain period of time. That can shift your DISC dimensions. So let's get into some detail. DISC really represents your tendencies within behaviors. It tells you how you normally behave and whether you tend to be results-driven, like a high D, or more precise and accurate, like a high C. If you think about it, really none of them are better. In fact, I always take, you know, some comfort in the fact that there are really only four. So even if you're not fully comfortable with what's in your profile, 25% of the world does it that same way.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. When we have the conferences, people say, oh, there's a moment during the conference where people have an experience where they don't really like their own profile. Mm-hmm. And also sometimes too, where they don't like someone else's profile. And I always share with the group that we should keep in mind that 25% of the world does it that way. And so it can't possibly be wrong if that many people out there are doing it this way. So none of them are better or worse. Sometimes it's good to be really results driven and focused on the prize. And sometimes it's really important to be focused on accuracy and precision. None of them are right or wrong. There's two sides to every single coin in this equation. So when DISC says that high S's and high C's are reserved, it's really an amalgamation of a lot of behaviors in all the segments. So people say is, oh, high C's and high S's are reserved. And what they say, how they say it, their facial expressions, their body language, those are all behaviors, their work product as well. Although it's probably not the purpose of this cast to talk so much about work product in terms of anything other than results. But what we see is when we have reserved dimension, high S's and high C's speak slowly, they speak quietly, they tend not to interrupt, they have fewer facial expressions or more almost like a poker face, and often their body language, their gestures are smaller. All of these things are behaviors. And DISC says that if you do these things, like some of these things, you're likely to do the others. For example, if you speak slowly and quietly, you'll likely to engage in other reserved behaviors from that category.
But DISC says, this is how you behave when you're not thinking about behaving, when you're just being yourself, the person you are at home or at the grocery store, you know, when you're just not thinking about, you know, if you're in a grocery store, you're thinking about your list and what you need to get and whether or not you have enough money and all the things that go into shopping. And you're not thinking about how am I behaving. In that circumstance, you are just yourself. You're just who, you know, you just do what comes naturally to you, whatever your tendencies are. So if you're a high D, you're in, out and done. If you're a high C, you've got a list and you're going to go through that list and you do it in order and you check that you have exactly the right weight of whatever it was that you wanted to pick up. If you're a high S, you're connecting with all the people that you pass in the grocery store. You're saying hello to the people that are stacking the shelves. If you're a high R, you're probably also saying hello to all the people that are stacking your shelves. And you leave the grocery store with only 3 of the things that you wanted and 25 things that you didn't want. Or you didn't know you wanted until you go come home. It's just the different behavioral tendencies that drive what we do when we're not thinking about it. But there's nothing about DISC that says that you can't behave a different way. A high eye who's like high-fiving everyone they meet in the grocery store does not do that in church. High eyes like everybody else go to church, sit down quietly in the pew and stand up when they're told to and sit down when they're told to. They might be a little bit more distracted than everybody else, but you can't, you know, unless it's a 3-year-old running up and down the aisle, most people behave in the same way in church. And that's what DISC says, that there's this set of behaviors that you carry out when you're not thinking about it, and a set of behaviors that you can be any behavior when you think about it hard enough. It's just something you do. And you can do something else anytime you want.
Mm-hmm. Another way that we often describe that is, if you look at everyone's profile, there's no zeros in any of the dimensions, right? You can't have a 0 in high S. You can have a 1, but we don't get a 0. So yeah, everybody has the ability to behave within any of these profiles, with any of the dimensions, within any of these behaviors. And we have to choose to do so. You can behave any way you like if you just think about it first, if you just give yourself a second to think about it. The thing is that most of our behaviors are so natural, we don't even realize that we're engaging in those behaviors. We ascribe them to our personality, right? We say, oh, it's just who I am. And we think we can't change. But if you know your profile, and we have DISC assessments on our website if you want to take the assessment, if you know your profile, you'll know which behaviors you engage in automatically and without thought. And then you can be able to recognize those behaviors. And if you can recognize them, right, then you can change them. You can behave more effectively. And so the first step is knowing how you behave naturally. And that's what DISC tells us. And the second step is identifying those behaviors that might not be effective as others and changing them, which is how our DISC changes, right?
Yeah, as we've said, we can consciously change the behavior that we're exhibiting. There are times, though, when DISC profiles change unconsciously. So, as we said, the DISC can and often does change when the environment or incentive changes. So a really simplistic example of us changing our behavior is we wear coats in the winter and maybe we wear short pants in the summer. And we don't even think about it. It's like, you know, you go outside, you think, oh, it's cold, I'm getting a coat. And you've just changed the behavior that you may have done yesterday. You know, maybe yesterday it was warm enough to go out without a coat, so you didn't wear a coat. And you don't really think about it. You just go, oh, it's cold, I'll put a coat on. And you're doing what works. If you go outside and it's cold and you don't put a coat on, then you maybe freeze to death. But what you're doing is changing your behavior based on what works and what's going on around you. And that's something you can do all of the time.
Absolutely. Gosh, I hope people are wearing coats. It's really cold here. Yeah. This adaptability that we have is part of the idea of, you know, incentives and rewards. And incentives are the rewards we get when we behave in a certain way. And usually that's an effective way at work. You may know that if you're going to bring a good idea to your boss, you'll get praise for that. Even if it's not implemented, even if we don't use that idea, maybe you get praise for that. Your boss is giving you praise, which is an incentive for you to bring her ideas. And it's subtle, but just like your behaviors, you can see these incentives if you start looking for them. And the two really common environmental changes that we see that cause people to score differently on DISC are a job that's notably different, a change in role that's notably different, or significant emotional events, life events kind of things. For example, if you go from being maybe an individual contributor, someone who has no directs, like an engineer or a developer, to a role like maybe project manager or even an actual manager, where the incentives are different, then people often change their behaviors, just like putting on a coat when it's cold. If it's a natural fit, right, for you to be an engineer, and for a long time I was an engineer, and then they ask you to be project manager or manager, those behaviors, being an engineer, which I often think of as sitting at your desk in your office with your spreadsheets and making sure everything's accurate, those are not the same behaviors that will make you successful as a manager. And so you might change your profile a little bit over time. You might see a shift because the behaviors that will make you effective as a manager are not the same as the ones that will work for being an engineer all the time. Now, that's not always true, but in a lot of cases it is. We find it's pretty common that if someone is a low D and they get promoted to a managerial role, then their high D score starts to come up a little bit.
Right, because in a manager role where decisions are frequently required, we see people making more decisions, right? And making decisions is a behavior, and it belongs in the assertive hemisphere of the disc circle. So if you imagine a circle divided into a top and a bottom hemisphere, as if you were cutting a cake horizontally, then the assertive behaviors are at the top and the reserved behaviors are at the bottom. So if we ask someone, do you make a lot of decisions? And they say yes, we put them in the assertive side. If they say no, we put them in the reserved hemisphere. And if nothing else changed, if they just changed from not making a lot of decisions to making a lot of decisions, then they would go from either an S or C, which are at the bottom of on the bottom hemisphere, or a D or an I that's on the top hemisphere. And nothing else has changed. No, they haven't changed anything inwardly. They haven't changed anything that we can't look at because we're not psychologists. All they've changed is their outside behavior. They've changed from making few decisions to making a lot of decisions. It just happens that behavior changes which hemisphere they're in. And when you add up all of the changes that people tend to make when they become managers, and making decisions is just one of them, there's a lot more assertive behaviors. And that's why the D score rises, because a lot of those behaviors that people, that managers engage in, that other people don't, are assertive and task focused, which would give them a D.
In the same way, for example, an individual contributor who becomes maybe a trainer often increases their high I score, because high I behaviors, which we can sum up as excited and enthusiastic, are often more helpful when you're a trainer. We want a trainer who's excited and engaged and enthusiastic about the content. And so the incentive to be those things, to engage in those behaviors, is higher because of the training, right? It's great to get all the data you need and have it be super precise and accurate. And a high C presentation might put you to sleep. So we would like a high I presenter or trainer, because the more enthusiastic the trainer is, the better the training goes, because people are more engaged.
And again, it's just changing the behavior, right? It's just being louder and talking faster and smiling a lot and having bigger gestures, which all go together. All of those behaviors are top hemisphere, so assertive. And if you imagine the cake again and we cut it horizontally, we have a left and a right hemisphere. So they're also right hemisphere, which is the people side. And so someone who's assertive and people-focused, a high I, they are more likely to have a better outcome in training when they're training people, because those behaviors of being loud and talking faster and having big gestures and smiling at everyone and kind of including everyone and remembering their names, all of those things go to make a better training experience. And so even if you're a high C, in that, which is the opposite of a high I, essentially, even if you're a high C, if you're in a training environment, then the reward, the evaluation at the end of the day, if you use high I behaviors, then you will get a better score for your training. So that's the incentive to change the behavior.
It's so cool that we can do this. Humans are so adaptable. It's amazing.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of examples of this, right? I mean, if you do a lot of detail planning, you may increase your high C score. If you work in a counselor office, you may increase your high S, because sympathy and empathy are rewarded there. And this actually happened to me. My high C score went up 2 points in all the years that I was an engineer. It probably shouldn't surprise you, though, that my score has since reverted to my previous one, because if a person goes back to their old role and they're willing to engage in the behaviors that were previously effective, their profile might change back to something similar to what it was before. And in fact, that is the experience that I had. All of these changes, they happen subconsciously. You don't always know them. And they could also happen deliberately. You can engage in these changes on purpose as a way to be more effective. And it's really that adaptability and flexibility that's important.
Yeah. If you stay in your role, then your pattern is likely to stay the same as it is. When I was a recruiter, I was a recruiter for like 10 years. My profile didn't change. I had more high I because being enthusiastic and a little bit loud and a bit assertive was good, useful behavior when you're recruiting. You want to encourage people to work at the company you want to be working at. So being enthusiastic about that company is a good thing to be. But my profile really didn't change. When I started working here, then my profile has changed because different things are important. I don't spend so much time being enthusiastic about kind of getting everyone to work for Manager Tools because we have enough people. And that's not my role. My role is much more project management. And so I don't need as much of the high I, but I need more of the C behaviors. I need to be more accurate. I need to be planning all of those things. So it's not the pattern that matters. It's the flexibility. Your pattern only says this is your most frequent choice, not your only choice.
And because it's a choice, you can do anything you'd like. If you become a manager, maybe you don't even notice, right? Maybe you don't notice that your high D is increasing. But of course, you're going to change the way you behave day to day in your job because you're a manager now. And that's a fundamentally different job. If your job rewards direct communication and tough decisions and timely action instead of accuracy and study and research and 100% reliability, then you will probably shift to engage in those behaviors that will be rewarded. And without even realizing it, then your tendencies over time change based because of what is rewarded in your role. It's that flexibility that's so exciting. This is one of my favorite things about people is their ability to say, my way isn't the only way, which means it's not necessarily the right way.
In this situation, right?
Yeah. And what's important is that there's two sides to every coin. There's positives to behaviors and negatives to behaviors. So in some roles, the positives are rewarded for those behaviors. And in some roles, the negatives are more impactful. And so we just have to be conscious of the decisions we make about our behavior and whether or not they're effective in this situation, because we do have that choice. Engaging in making that choice is something that can make us really powerful and effective at work.
The key is now not so much what your profile is, but rather what does the situation you're in call for. You've already proven that you can change. The question is now, can you do so consciously and be more flexible situationally versus stuck in your profile? So are you in a situation which calls for more assertiveness than you would have normally? If you look at the people that are assertive, that you would call assertive, and look at their behaviors, you can adopt those in order to be more assertive. You can talk faster and louder, interrupt, make big gestures and make more eye contact. If you look at someone you consider assertive, if you say you're in a meeting and there's somebody there who you would consider assertive, just watch their behaviors and note down what they are. If you adopt those behaviors, other people will see you as more assertive. And you can adopt those behaviors. It's not rocket science. That's a really bad thing to say. It's not rocket science. It really isn't that difficult to smile more or to talk a little bit more loudly or to make bigger gestures. You know, actors do it. We do it for children. You know, if we're trying to encourage children to do something, maybe we change. I always change my behavior when I'm talking to the cable company. You know, when I want them to do something for me, I'm a much nicer person. I'm much more willing to be sympathetic about their slow system and their bad day that they're having, because the reward for me changing my behavior is that I get better service. So you can absolutely do it. You just have to know that you're in this situation, which behaviors are going to be most effective, and then embody them.
Absolutely. It just takes some consciousness and focus on our behavior and what we need to do in order to get the results that we want. And this can be used in all kinds of situations. It can be used in the meeting. It can be used when you're completing your report, when you're talking to your coworker or your colleague, when you're talking to your boss. There are so many ways. The behavior that you engage in doesn't change how you feel or your conviction about your ideas or anything like that. So if you talk a little more quietly, that doesn't change how important the idea is. Or if you, you know, use bigger gestures, it doesn't change your level of accuracy. It's simply a different behavior so that we can be more effective at work. And so we just need to focus on our behavior and our communication so that we can be helpful with the others around us. And if we do that long enough, it'll cause our disc to change.
And that's the least important part of this cast. The least important thing is your actual disc score. The most important thing is what behaviors are you engaging in and how effective are they in the situation that you're in. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Wendy.
Bye, everyone. Hope that was helpful. We'll see you next week.